It was about 7 o'clock when authorities were tipped off by an International Guard member that two men in their 20s were acting suspicious while driving into the falls. The guardsmen then followed them to 19th and Elmwood Avenue and pulled them over for a traffic violation. Local, state, and federal law enforcement soon intervened. They said the men seemed to be acting evasive. Lewiston resident Scott Letts stopped to get coffee on his way to work when police told everyone in the area to stay put.
Everybody came from every street possible. There were sirens going off. It was utter chaos, but somewhat controlled. I mean, it seems like they approached the situation really well. I didn't see them detain the guys. They came back, and about 30 seconds later, almost all the police presence that were there, they just dispersed, like something crazy was going on again.
A state police robot searched the car, pulling out what police initially called a suspicious package. They only found papers and personal items in the car. Niagara Falls Police Captain Brian Del Porto says there was no specific threat to Niagara Falls at any time.
As anything, we wanted the perimeter as far back as possible to keep everyone safe. We did shelter some people in place that were close to the incident, and we took every precaution to make sure everyone's safe.
Del Porto says the men who were U.S. citizens were 100% cooperative with police. They, along with their father, the owner of the car, consented to the search. The men told authorities they were in the area visiting the falls and friends in western New York. Ashley Hassett, WBFO News.